Canada was not always governed by far-right neoconservatives as it is today. Indeed, for most of the 20th century, it was the Liberal Party of Canada which ruled the country. Many of the bureaucrats and judges who run Canada today cut their teeth in a liberal Canada and do not adhere to the same ideology as Canada's current rulers. Thus, it was perhaps not surprising that this week it was revealed that the Prime Minister's office has drawn up an enemies list, singling out members of the Canadian establishment who are not friendly to the Harper government's political agenda. Critics say the fact that the Harper government felt compelled to create an enemies list is a sign that Canada's rulers are realizing the magnitude of their unpopularity, both among the Canadian populace as well as among bureaucrats and other officials in Ottawa.
I think that the question of enemies list, I think it's a symbol that Canadian democracy is reaching its last legs to some extent. I mean, we have people in power here who clearly aren't kidding around. They're not joking around. They're playing for keeps, and we're going to pay for it if people, you know, as you state, don't get that real consciousness, don't wake up and don't do something about it.
Enemies identified by the Prime Minister's office included members of the Senate and the courts, as well as the Auditor General and the Ethics Commissioner. Even non-neoconservative conservatives were singled out as, quote, enemies, including the progressive conservative Premier of Alberta, Alison Redford.
And so now with conservatives in power, and it's a new breed of conservatives, this isn't progressive conservatives, this isn't people who bought into the post-war welfare state consensus. This is neoliberal, free market, laissez-faire, cut, cut, cut. Now they have control. But the bureaucrats who are there are those who were brought up under these old structures, under this old ideology. They still have some type of vestige of adherence or loyalty to some sort of welfare state, some sort of social provision, and they need to be cleaned out. They need to be removed. And I think that's exactly the process that's going on. It's a cleaning house, a settling of accounts.
Critics note that there is intense factionalism taking place on the Canadian right between traditional progressive conservatives and red Tories who promote Canadian sovereignty and more moderate policies, and the Harper neoconservatives who are implementing radical neoliberal fear-based policies which render Canada a de facto colony of Washington and Tel Aviv. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.